Hello, I'm Brittany Weiss, and I participated in the 2009 Selma Jubilee Bridge Crossing Trip. Selma was the most influential trip in my life. I cannot even find words to describe the emotions I encountered. Something that really touched me was Jimmie Lee Jackson's gravesite. When we arrived to the gravesite, it was really dark and it was in the middle of nowhere in the woods. We had lit in a candle to make it more meaningful. I remember sitting on the ground with Sophie, Lena, and Kaylee, and we just sat there for 20 minutes in silence, just taking in everything. Jimmie Lee Jackson was a 26-year-old African-American that was involved with the Civil Rights Movement. However, one night, he participated in a night march and was shot. Soon after, he died. When looking at the gravesite, there was bullets on the tomb. It was so sad how there was so much hate and someone would actually take the time to shoot a dead person's grave. After a while, Sophie then began a prayer for the respect of Jimmie Lee Jackson. After she finished, Lena added prayer thoughts, and so did I. While talking between the four of us, it was a weird feeling. I got chills and just began crying. I was not crying because I was afraid or anything, but just thinking of the struggles during the Civil Rights Movement and how this man put his life on the line. After the gravesite, we went to the town of Marion, in which everything took place. The town was extremely small. It had a courthouse, church, jail, all in a little area. With the death of Jimmie Lee Jackson in Marion, that is what got Selma's influence in the Civil Rights Movement. Not only did Jimmie Lee put his life on the line, so did Viola Liozzo. Viola was a white woman from Detroit that came to Selma and visited. She had tried to help with the movement, which sprung attention to the nation. While driving blacks back and forth, her life ended the moment she took off towards Montgomery. While on the highway, she was followed. She was shot while driving and died instantly. In our last day in Selma, we visited the nearby marker of where Viola was shot, and it was very awkward. It was by a hill, and the highway was not very busy that day. I could not help but picture her driving down the hill, realized she was being followed, chased at 100 miles per hour, and then shot once down the hill. I just could not understand why people were so cruel then, but it was reality. The other memorial that we encountered was the place that Jonathan Daniels was shot. He is an unknown hero and was only 26 years old. He had jumped in front of 18-year-old Ruby and risked his life for her. The town in which this happened in, Hainesville, which was very small, I felt like I jumped into the book of To Kill a Mockingbird because that is exactly what the town looked like. Everything looked the same as pictures I've seen in the books during the 60s. What really heightened our attention to Viola and Jonathan's memorials was that Al Benn took us to the places. He was a young reporter for the Montgomery newspaper at the time and covered the trials of both Viola and Jonathan, and he gave us some real touching stories. All the gravesites were created from a different experience of each individual, but all were people who risked their life for one important thing, equality. Have they reached it entirely yet?